Yes, good morning. I hope you're safe. I hope the Lord has kept you safe and sound. This is a day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining us for our study of the Bible. Here, we aim to study from the book of Genesis to Revelation. And if you've not been able to listen to the podcast we've done straight from the book of Genesis, I ask you to please go ahead, visit our app, Bible In-Depth Network on Play Store. And you'll be able to find all episodes, the over 300 episodes that we've done since the book of Genesis. And this week, we shall be completing the book of Proverbs. And I thank you for always taking time to join us to study the word of the Lord. It's amazing to know that you're out there and that you're listening and that you're being blessed. Yeah, we receive emails, we receive testimonies, we receive messages from many of you who speak of how these teachings bless you. And we thank God for that. It's by grace, not by power. It's not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And we believe that God is going to speak to us more and more, and also to speak to you, because there's no limitation to revelation. Whoever has the need for the word of the Lord, God will come out and reveal himself to that person. So there is no limitation. God does not speak to the preacher only. If you want him to speak to you, he will speak to you. He will speak to you in that bed of yours. He will speak to you in that home while you're seated in your living room. He will speak to you while you're at work. He will speak to you, and the message shall come and bless you. I want us to continue today with Proverbs chapter 28. It starts, "The wicked flee when no one pursues them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." Of course, when somebody knows that they are doing something wrong, they will either run quickly or come out to defend themselves even before anyone has asked. Yeah? You have people, and we see it a number of times, yeah? People run to their defense even before they've mentioned anything. Yeah? And you say, my bag was here, where did it go? And somebody just comes out, "I did not take it, I'm not the one. For me, they think I'm the one who steals things in this place." Why? Why do you run before anyone is pursuing you? That's because the wicked flee. Yeah? When no one is pursuing them, they come out to defend themselves quickly. Yeah? But the righteous are as bold as a lion. Being righteous is a good place. Being righteous is a place that we all need to seek. It's a place of perfection. And what does it bring to us? We become bold. Bold as a lion. Yeah? You're bold when you're speaking because you know your position is clear. You're bold when you're coming out to talk to somebody about something in their life because you know your position is clear. You know, it's very hard to come out and correct people when you know yourself you are living a life that is different from the one you're preaching. Yeah? Come out and always speak because you are bold and you are righteous. You are in position. Yeah? They say, practice what you preach. And if you don't practice what you preach, then the boldness is not there. Because you may be telling somebody about how they should change in this area. You know, you should stop being argumentative. You should stop being quarrelsome. Yet you yourself, you're the king or queen of quarrels. Yeah? You don't have the boldness to come out because there is righteousness lacking in you. Yeah? You're coming telling people, you know, be truthful in what you do. Handle money right. Yeah? Don't steal from people. Yeah? Be honest. But then yourself, you are not honest in that aspect that you're trying to talk about. So you don't have the boldness to speak because you don't know who in the crowd will come out and say, "For me, you stole my money." And you're telling us to be faithful people. So the boldness comes to the righteous because they're sure of their life. They're sure of how to live. They're sure of what they're doing. Yeah. When a land does wrong, it has many princes. But when the ruler is a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability endures. This comes down to leaders. Yeah? You know, when you look at world politics and how nations elect leaders and the scrutiny that they go through and the debates they go through and the questions they go through and how much the media comes out to speak about what they are, what they've done, their history, their character, their family life, their policies that they want to do, and then they analyze the person. One of the reasons is this, because if they get a leader that lacks understanding and knowledge, there's no stability. Now, when it comes to nations where the polls are never clear and are never just, yeah, filled with and mad with violence and malpractice, then you are bound to get leaders who lack understanding, who lack knowledge. Hence, you'd never have a stable nation, because it's leaders, it's rulers that determine that, yeah, the policies they bring, yeah. So here, this proverb is really coming out to the ruler. If you want to be a leader, you need to work on a number of things. Work on the knowledge that you have. Work on your wisdom, the level of understanding that you have. It is key for you when you lead a nation, when you lead a group, when you lead at your workplace, when you lead a company. All that is key. When they ask questions, how are we going to solve this problem? The leader should have, at least you should be the beginning of an answer to the problem at the workplace. Yeah, when they ask, how are we going to go through this trying period in the economy? You need to be able to come out with a solution. And how do you do that? You seek wisdom. Of course, wisdom comes from the Lord. Knowledge we looked last time. Knowledge will come in all angles, in observation, in reading, in learning. Yeah, and even without being a leader, it's key for you to have knowledge. It's key for you to be understanding, to have a good head on your shoulders, yeah, that you come out and bring good discussion in a place. You know, sometimes all that we can talk about is this new song, yeah, that football team, the player who scores, yeah. But when it comes to understandable conversation, can I take part? If it is a discussion about the economy of the nation that I'm in, can I take part? If it is discussion about health, do I at least have a clue about the future, about the world, about the politics in the world, about what is in the tech world? Can I come out and talk? How do you gain that? It is by knowledge, and knowledge is free for everybody. You just go and find it. We find it online. And that's how we boost our minds, because that makes you ready. When a time comes, that which you know shall pave a way for you. We've looked a lot about the gifts and the abilities and the knowledge you have and the wisdom and how it paves a way for you, even before kings and princes. Of course, that implies before great men. It can pave a way for you before a panel. It can pave a way before an interview panel and they're asking questions. And because you've been reading and researching and knowing, you're able to come out and answer and grab that opportunity. So leadership, knowledge, understanding is not just about the leader. Yeah, it's not about the rulers only. Even us, we need to have that with ourselves, because we will have stability. There will be stability in my life if I'm a knowledgeable person. Yeah, there will be stability in your family if you're knowledgeable. You know how to handle affairs that go wrong in a family. You know how to handle conflicts that happen in a family. Then you can at least try to ensure that stability. Verse 3, a poor man who oppresses and exploits the lowly is like a sweeping rain which leaves no food. Now, already the poor man is in a bad state. But then they also exploit and oppress those. You know, there are levels of poverty. There are those who are poor and those who are poorer than them. Now, being categorized as poor, and then this person is also oppressing the poor, that makes them fall in a category, yeah, that this book normally brings a lot of fools. Yeah. So you need to always love. Yeah. You need to always care. Don't treat people who are equally in your state in a way that is demeaning. Those who set aside the law of God and man praise the wicked, but those who keep the law of God and man struggle with them. We've looked oftentimes about putting the law aside. By the law, here we're talking about the word of the Lord, the commandments of God, what God wants in my life. Yeah? How do I keep that out of my life? If I do that, I'm praising wickedness. Yeah? If I know what I'm supposed to do and I don't do it, I'm praising wickedness. I'm living a life that does not honor the Almighty God. Yeah? So we need to keep the word of God. We need to keep the word of God in our hearts. Keep it close. And how do we do that? We are always in the presence of the Lord. You take a day, every day, like we do here, and say, I'll at least give these 30 minutes to God. I will study. I will hear what he says. I'll get revelation from him. And as you go through the day, that is what helps you. You know, scenarios and things that happen to us through the day. Some people have very busy days and go through lots of challenges in just one day. And what do you need? You need the word of God. When a challenge comes, you speak to it. Yeah? Using the word of the Lord. When something is attacking you through the day, you use the word of God to fight. You come out and say, the word of the Lord says this and this and this. I'll be a victor. I'll not fail. I'll be a conqueror. Yeah? And that helps you to go through it. Evil men do not understand justice, but they long for and seek the Lord. But they who long for and seek the Lord understand it fully. Of course, now justice. Justice is not just for the judges, people who sit in the courts, but even us. Yeah? Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked and two-faced, though he is rich. Of course, that goes down in all angles here. Yeah, some people would prefer the other side. Go do evil things and get money. Yeah, and if you have to lie, you lie. If you have to be two-faced, but get money. But life is not just about riches and wealth. Yeah, there's integrity that is key to it. And that is where the scripture here is saying, better is somebody to be poor, but with integrity. When they bring a bribe to your desk and you say, I will not take it. They bring money that is capable of changing your life and the life of your children and the life of your family and your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And you say, I will not take on that because I have integrity. That is key for you. Integrity is key. We live in a world where integrity doesn't matter anymore. Somebody doesn't care about their integrity as long as they are out there to get and achieve, in their opinion. But here, we're told it's better for you to have the integrity than to increase your wealth when you are crooked. Yeah, you're never right in your judgment. Yeah, you're always trying to find a way to cheat, to steal, to lie, being two-faced. Yeah. Verse 7, he who keeps the law of God and man is a wise and discerning son. But he who is a companion of gluttons humiliates his father and himself. Of course, even the mother, that one does not go out. Because when a child is not performing, when a child is not living right, they always attach it to the parents. Eh, how did the parents raise this one? Oh, the parents must be sad because of the way their child acts. Yeah, all that gets down. Whatever you do has an impact and an image it paints for the parents, for your parents, even your children. When you get children, or if you have children, yeah, the life they live is representative of us as parents. That's why we take time and raise them. And we've said it multiple times here. It's not the school to raise your children. It's not the church to raise your children. It's not the Sunday school or the children's church to raise your children. it is your duty. Those are just supporting arms that help you. But it is my mandate to raise my children, to teach them godly values, to teach them what is required, yeah, in life, to pave their way, to help them realize their gifts and talents and help them grow them. That is my duty as a parent. It gives you pride when you see your child succeed. Yeah, because when they succeed, still word goes back to the parents. As they speak about successful people, they talk about their parents, that this is a son or daughter of so and so. Reason is, you do not take parenthood out of your life. It remains there. Yeah. So it's my duty to do that, because eventually the child will either humiliate you as a parent or give glory to you as a parent, or give you joy as to watch to what they have achieved in life. He who increases his wealth by interest and usury. Now they're talking about excessive interest. Gathers it for him who is gracious to the poor. Now the statement here is unjust interest, unjust profits. How much profit is too much profit? We always had a debate on that, I remember, in the youth meetings and discussions and conferences. Topics would come out like that. How much profit is too much profit? Yeah? At what point do you feel that I have cheated the customer? How much profit should it be? Should it be 100% profit? Should it be 50% profit? And how do you determine profit? Well, the proverb here is saying that the person who increases wealth by excessive interest or excessive profit, they gather it for the gracious. Yeah? Those who are gracious to the poor, those who are righteous, will come and take it. And this is speaking transfer of wealth, transfer of income, transfer of riches. Is there something like a transfer of wealth? Well, we read about it, and we know that it does happen, that there can be a transfer, that people work hard. It's in scripture, but then they work for others who have been righteous to take. Yeah? So I don't want to put all my effort, put all my energy, go out and work, and in the end, it's taken away. And one of the ways that it's taken away is by excessive interest. By excessive interest, excessive profit, an item is supposed to be sold at, say, 50,000 shillings, and I decide to sell it at 150,000 shillings, then that is clearly excessive interest. I might say I'm sharp, that I have made a lot of profit out of it, but it's excessive profit. Let's be reasonable in our profit ranges. Yeah, just like you also go to a shop and you want to buy something, and the attendant tells you this costs this much, but you feel that's not that. Just next door, it's cheaper, a lot cheaper than the price you're giving me. That's how you should also consider the person that you're giving the high interest margin or profit margin that you're looking to get off them. It's never fair for them. Yeah. He who turns his ear away from listening to the law. Of course, here we imply the word of God. Even his prayer is repulsive to God. If you don't want to listen to the Lord, even the prayer you make is repulsive to the Lord. If you don't want God to be part of your life, if you don't want God to be in your daily life, in your decision making, in the way that you live your life just the way you want, and you don't want God to be part of it. When you get down to pray, he will also not be part of it. Yeah? And that is key for us to know. If I want my prayers to be answered by God, then I ought to live as his word demands. Some of our prayers are not answered because we are missing the mark with the Lord. Some of us, of course, there are many reasons why prayers are not answered. Yeah? Sometimes prayers are not answered because it's not the will of God for your life. Yeah. And you're praying to the Lord, you're praying for something and you want to get it. And it's not the will of the Lord for your life. Sometimes it's just not time yet for that which you're asking for. Yeah. And you're praying for something and it's not coming. Not because God does not want it for you, but the time is not yet. Yeah. Sometimes prayer has been answered, but it's taking a while. You know what? The way things happen is amazing. You can pray and the prayer is answered today and the results come a year later. But the prayer was answered. That's also in the mysteries of the workings of the Lord. And it does happen. Doesn't mean that it has not happened. That's why it takes faith that you pray and believe that it is done. But then, other times prayer is not answered because we are also far from the Lord. Because we do not listen to His word. Because we do not do His commandments. That when we pray, the ear is closed. Yeah? So, if I want my prayers to be answered by God, I need to be a person that is ready and willing to listen to God, to read His word, to treat others well, to help the poor, help the needy. That all helps when it comes to your prayers being answered by God. Verse 10, he who leads the upright astray on an evil path will himself fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good. Of course, there are people who lead the upright astray. People who find somebody who is innocent, yeah, they don't know much, and then they take them into a wrong life. Yeah? Children, youth, young adults, people who are upright, and you tell them, you know what, come, I take you to a place where life happens, and you take them to a club or whatever place it is, and their life gets ruined. That's the person they're talking about here, that the person who leads the upright astray. Taking people off the course, you fall in your pit, but the blameless will inherit good. The rich man, who is conceited and relies on his wealth instead of God, is wise in his own eyes. But the poor man, who has understanding because he relies on God, is able to see through him. Of course, we've talked multiple times about the fact that it is God we rely on in everything. We don't rely on how much money is on our bank accounts. We don't rely on how much wisdom we have. We don't rely on how much success we've achieved. No, we rely on the Lord. Rely on God at all times. Rely in His power. Rely on His word. Rely on the Lord. Let people ask you, who do you rely on? And you say, I rely on the Lord. Don't say, I rely on my parent because he's going to send me some money today. Don't say, I rely on my business because it's blossoming. No, I rely on the Lord because it's the Lord who makes all things happen anyway. It's God who brings success in your work. It's God who gives you wisdom to make money. He gives you the power to make money. So you don't rely on that. You rely on the Lord. So the rich man they're talking about here should not rely on wealth, but rather on the Lord. Yeah? When the righteous triumph, there is great glory and celebration. But when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. Have you ever seen people who succeed when somebody achieves something and almost the entire world is happy for them? It's because they are righteous. Yeah? It's because they are likable, or I don't know if that is the word to use, but they are people who achieve and the entire world is happy about what they've achieved. But then there are those who are wicked and they rise from it and the entire world is like, we are finished, because we know that person's character. If they were living in such a way before they got money, how about when they get money? How are they going to treat us? There are people who get money and the entire clan is happy. And they're happy for them. They're like, oh, it's high time this man succeeds. He has a good heart. He's going to bless others. But then there are those who get money and you're like, we are finished. But how, some of the biggest tests we have, and we should always await them, is what your character becomes, or the person that you become when God has blessed you. When eventually, that prayer of Success you've always had comes into being. We've always prayed to God, I want to be successful. I want to be prosperous. I want to be wealthy. I want to be rich. I want to be an achiever. And all that comes into being, the person you become. Many times we often hear and people say that when people get money, they change. When people get money, they no longer greed. When people get money, they don't look anywhere else. They don't eat food that they used to eat before. When people get money, they don't consider anybody else because they have the blessing. How do you react when you get money? Yeah? Sometimes it's not even a lot of money. Somebody gets a million shillings and they turn into something else. How about when they get so much wealth? So who will you be when God has blessed you? What sort of person will you be? Are you the one that people will rejoice that you've been blessed, or they'll be like, we are finished because a man has received blessing in their life? Yeah? All goes down to character, goes down to the integrity as well that the person has. Yeah? He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but whoever confesses and turns away from his sins will find compassion and mercy. The word confession here implies you turn. It's a complete turn. Yeah? You turn from a lifestyle completely. Yeah? Repentance, rather. Confession, of course, is speech. Yeah? That you speak about something and you repent from it as well. Confession and repentance always move in the same bracket. That you confess. Confess is speaking. Repentance is turning completely. Yeah? I have been doing this and this, and I want to stop doing it. So I repent of it, and I turn to another direction. Oftentimes we confess and speak, but then we don't repent. Yeah? You confess of what you've done, but you don't repent. Repent. Turn away. As you confess, you also turn away. You confess and repent. That is a statement that is being brought forward here for us. Confession and repentance are in the same statement. When I come out and tell you, you know, I've been living this sort of life, I've confessed. But now, my repentance or my turning away is if I live that life. If I keep on in that life, then my confession was for nothing. My speaking was for nothing. And by the way, there are some things in your life that will not go away until you confess them. Until you come out and speak and tell somebody. Bible tells us, confess your sins to one another that you may be healed. Yeah? I come out and tell you, you know, I have this sort of problem. And that is the beginning of my healing. I have this addiction, and that is the beginning of my healing. You come out and speak to somebody, and that starts the process of healing. So with confession comes repentance. There is a turning, yeah? And in that way, you find compassion and you find mercy. Sometimes we do not have that compassion we are seeking and mercy because we don't live a life of confession and repentance. Blessed and favored by God is a man who fears sin and its consequences at all times. But he who hardens his heart and is determined to sin will fall into disaster. There are people who don't have a conscience. There are people who don't fear to do anything, however bad and nasty it looks. You need to always have that button that fears sin. Look into consequences and say, if I do such a thing, what is it going to lead to? If I lead such a life, where is it going to let me fall? If I say such a word, what is it going to do to my life? Or even to the life of the person that I'm saying it to. Consequences of actions. Yeah? Like a roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a poor people. We normally hear that being said that rulers really want poor people because they can manage them in whatever way they want. Yeah? A leader who is a great possessor, a leader who is a great oppressor, lacks understanding and common sense, and his wickedness shortens his days. But he who hates unjust gain will be blessed and prolong his days. A man who is burdened with the guilt of human blood will be a fugitive until death. Let no one support him or give him refuge. Here they're talking about someone who has committed murder. And they're saying it will be upon your head. If you've committed murder, it will be upon your head. And you never have rest. And there are all sorts of killings and murders that happen in life. Now, I may take it that it's just about getting a gun or a sword or a knife and kill somebody. But there are those even that happen. Young girls, yeah, abortions, those are all in that category. Because these are living beings, yeah. And they say that remains on your head. It does not go away. Verse 18, he who walks blamelessly and uprightly will be kept safe. But he who is crooked, perverse, will suddenly fall. He who cultivates his land will have plenty of bread. But he who follows worthless people and frivolous pursuits will have plenty of poverty. Now there is plenty of bread and there is also plenty of poverty. Bread in plenty comes to those who work. If you don't work, you will not get much in your life. So make an effort. Yeah. But those who are just moving and partying, what is promised? Plenty of poverty. A faithful, right-minded man will abound with blessings, but he who hurries to be rich will not go unpunished. To have regard for one person over another and show favoritism is not good. That one we've seen before. Yeah. Be fair to everybody. Doesn't matter whether they are rich or they are poor. Show them equal respect. Speak to them with equal respect. Give them equal accordance. Yeah. Because for a piece of bread, a man will transgress. He who has an evil and envious eye hurries to be rich and does not know that poverty will come upon him. He who reprimands a wise man will afterward find more favor than he who flatters with the tongue. He who robs his father and his mother and says, this is no sin, is not only a thief, but also the companion of a man who destroys. Of course, they're talking, saying people would steal their parents' property. Yeah? And people would do that. Take away from your parents. How do you do that? Stealing, because they are old, you steal their land, steal their titles, change them, put them in your names for your own gain. Those are the ones they're talking about here. An arrogant and greedy man stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be blessed and prosper. He who trusts confidently in his own heart is a fool, but he who walks in wisdom will be rescued. He who gives to the poor will never want. That one we've seen and we've talked over a lot in this book. But he who shuts his eyes from their need will have many curses. When the wicked rise to power, men hide themselves. But when the wicked perish, the righteous increase and become great. We shall close there today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for your revelation. And we pray for more understanding, more wisdom, and more knowledge in our lives today. Bless us, prosper our day today, and give us all the desires of our hearts. We exhort you and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.